Previously on Desperate Housewives.
A new adoption agency is going to touch us now.
They're to get babies, Carlos. $20,000.
Wheels were put in motion.
I love you.
Thank you. I love Mike.
True emotions were revealed.
Who the hell is Mike?
Perception is reality, Andrew. My name is Bree, and I am an alcoholic.
And false pretenses became a way of life. Gabrielle Solis had always been a demanding shopper.
Carlos, come on, they're here!
And whatever the purchase, she always expected the very best. Whether it was exotic perfume shipped over from Paris, a high fashion gown straight from a runway in Milan, or designer shoes flown in from Manhattan. But on this day, her expectations were going to be put to the test. You see, Gabrielle was now shopping for a baby. And there was a problem with the manufacturer.
Mostly, I just want to feel like I'm giving my baby to people who have what it takes to be really great parents.
Well, you won't find another couple with more love for a child. Isn't that right, honey? Honey.
Right. Lots of love. Honey, can I talk to you for a second? Okay, look, we have to find another mother.
Why?
Okay, this isn't easy to say, so I'm just going to say it, but have you taken a good look at her?
Oh, my God, are you trying to say that you don't want Deanna's baby because she's plain?
No, plain I can handle. Carlos, since that woman has walked into our house, the clocks have stopped working.
No one can predict what a child is going to look like. For all you know, her kid could end up winning beauty contests.
With her DNA, the only thing that kid's going to be winning is best in show. Look, Carlos, I'm sorry, but I want a pretty baby, so let's find another mother.
I'm not going to let your shallow obsession with looks screw this up. I want a child. Any child.
Fine. Just know that in a couple of days, when that thing is born, and you're going to have to cuddle and snuggle up with something with that face on it, don't come crying to me.
I'm sorry. Now, where were we?
We were just talking about the custody arrangement once Deanna gives birth. It's usually best that the mother doesn't see the child at all. So as soon as the doctors finish giving their initial check. Baby will be handed over to you.
Yes, Gabrielle had always been a demanding shopper.
Sorry.
Because she knew there are some purchases that can't be returned. Cruz went into premature labor and gave birth to what would eventually be an incredibly attractive baby boy. At 11:43, Dr. Hanson Mills cut the umbilical cord, forever separating mother and child. At that exact same moment, Dr. Ron McCready entered the private room of Susan Meyer with every intention of severing their connection.
Hey there. How's it going?
Great. I'm about to be released.
Oh, that's terrific. Who's Mike?
Why do you ask?
I don't know. No reason. That's just before the operation. Just before you went under, I said I love you, and you said I love Mike.
I kid. Oh, is that why you haven't been in to see me since my surgery?
Answer the question.
I don't even know a Mike.
Everyone knows a Mike.
Yes, everyone does know a Mike. Actually, you're right, I did know a Mike in college. We did this play together, Pippin. It wasn't very good. Anyways, I've never thought of him, so you shouldn't be accusing me. I was probably just hallucinating.
Fine. So, who's the guy you're married to?
Damn that Nurse Heisel.
Or should I say, who's the guy you're cheating on?
Okay, yes, I did remarry my ex, but it was only because he has great health insurance. Did Miss Blabbermouth tell you that, too?
You committed insurance fraud?
Only in the legal sense. And I just didn't tell you because I wanted to protect you.
Susan.
Okay, you know what? You should come over to dinner and meet Carl, and you can see that there is absolutely nothing between us.
So wait, once you're fully recovered, you're going to divorce him?
Oh, yeah, that's the plan, I swear.
And you swear that you're not in love with anyone named Mike?
Sure.
Okay. I believe you.
Next morning, I woke up in an alley. My wallet had been stolen. I was lying in a pool of my own vomit. That's when I knew I'd hit rock bottom.
Okay, who's next?
Bree.
Oh, I couldn't possibly top that. Thank you, though. Hi. Before coming to these meetings, I never realized how messy substance abusers can be.
We usually leave the donut crumbs for the Overeaters Anonymous group that meets after us, you know, just to mess with them.
You're awful.
So, tell me, Bree, how long have you been sober?
Gosh, I'm not exactly sure.
Oh. Is somebody still drinking?
Now, why would you say that?
I've never met an alcoholic yet who didn't know exactly how long it'd been since his last drink.
Okay, you got me. I'm not really an alcoholic.
You don't say.
It's true. I'm coming here because of my son. You see, he's trying to take me to court to become an emancipated minor, and he's planning on lying to the judge and telling him that I am some sort of dreadful lush. So I'm coming to these meetings to give the impression that I have changed.
But you don't really need to change because you don't have a problem with alcohol.
Exactly.
Tell you what. Here's my card. And if you ever do have a problem or you just feel like talking, give me a call, okay?
I know you think I'm kidding myself, but I'm not. I'm nothing like you people. I just don't have a compulsive personality.
Word is out all over town that you're unhappy at Zim's, so why not jump ship and come to Parcher Murphy? I swear, Veronica, you would fit in so well here.
I do need to make a change on that, but the money you're offering.
Yeah, it sucks, but there are other perks. The expense account, the corner office.
I don't know. You're just going to have to give me some time to think about it.
Fair enough. Okay, what is your secret? How can you eat like that and keep your figure?
It's the breastfeeding. It burns so many calories, it's like having a treadmill strapped to your chest.
I didn't know you had a child.
Yes, my son Donovan. He's the love of my life.
Really, Veronica? Well, you know, there's another perk that I just thought of.
Oh, my gosh, this is fantastic. They don't have daycare at Sims.
How can they not? For working parents like you and me, it's a necessity. So is the pot getting sweeter?
Would people here be cool about my breastfeeding Donovan? The guys at Zim's are real jerks about that.
Parcher and Murphy is completely mother-friendly. No one would say a word.
Oh. What the heck? I'm in.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic.
Oh, my God, whose kids are those?
I have absolutely no idea. Let's go hammer out the details.
Okay.
Ooh. These can't be our only choices, Mr. Beale. I mean, come on.
Each girl is uglier than the next.
Look, finding a gorgeous pregnant woman who's willing to give her baby to a couple with a criminal record isn't exactly a walk in the park.
I don't care if it's a walk in the sewer. We are hemorrhaging money into your bank account, and I expect to see results.
You know, Mrs. Solis, you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar.
If I wanted to catch flies, all I would have to do is call up one of these girls. Trust me, the flies would follow.
Excuse me, sir, there's a Libby Collins here for you.
I'll be right out there. I took the liberty of inviting this girl down here to meet you. Now, I wouldn't exactly say she's a quality human being, but she is attractive. If you don't respond to her, I'm afraid I'm out of ideas.
He is going to dump us as clients if you don't stop being so damn picky.
We're going to have to stare at this face for the next 18 years. I don't think now is the time to skimp on quality.
Gabrielle, Carlos, I'd like you to meet Libby.
Well, now this I can work with.
So, getting pregnant was the worst thing that could have ever happened to me because I went into debt and I had to stop performing.
Libby's a pole dancer in a strip club.
Oh, wow, that sounds like interesting work.
You'd think so, but it gets old quickly. My big dream is to become a choreographer.
Really?
Yeah, I made up this one move. It's called the Serpent's Tongue, and all the girls at the club are doing it now. It's so cool. If I had a pole, I could show you.
Well, we'll have to go down to the club and check that out. We'll make a night of it.
Yeah, we'll do that. So, Libby, who's the father?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of guys who come into the club and they all buy me drinks, and sometimes I get a little bit more friendly than I intend to. I hope you don't think I'm a slut.
No. No, actually, all we think about when we look at you is how pretty you are.
Well, I've heard enough, Mr. Beale. If Libby here likes us as much as we like her, we should just go ahead and move to adopt her baby girl.
First, we should probably talk about how much money I want.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Nobody's buying a baby here. That's illegal. Money can never exchange hands. Libby, you'll make a list of your expenses, and the Solises here will pay.
Oh, but can't they also buy me gifts? I knew this one girl who gave up her baby, and she got a Harley.
Well, I don't know that we can afford a Harley, but I'm sure we'll find some way to express our gratitude.
Okay. Whatever. Well, my lunch break is over, so I have to get back to the club. Until I get rid of this kid, they got me slinging drinks. It's really nice to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Solis.
Oh, it's actually pronounced Solis.
Sorry. So what kind of name is that?
It's Mexican. Both our families come from Guadalajara.
Huh. I figured you were Italian.
Nope. Latino. Proud of it.
Good for you.
Wow, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, my little girl's gonna inherit some wonderful genes.
Is this Libby's real hair color?
Yes, it's all natural, from her straight teeth to her C cup. And I know she's athletic because she's a pole dancer, so I really hope that my little girl inherits that as well. No, the athletic gene, not the pole dancing gene.
Susie, baby! Oh, I got your call. I thought I'd stop by.
I didn't realize you had company. Hello, ladies.
We'll just be a second. Just be on me. Be right.
Just be safe.
Did he just call her baby?
Yeah, when did they stop hating each other?
I need you to ditch Edie tomorrow night and have dinner with Dr. Ron and me.
Now, why would I do that?
Well, for starters, because you banged your secretary and you owe me for the rest of your life.
I'll bring the wine.
Well, you know, before Mike came along, I always just assumed they'd get back together.
Why? I thought they always annoyed the heck out of each other.
You didn't know them during the good times. I mean, there was such a spark between them, so much passion. They would always make each other laugh.
You actually told Dr. Ron that you still love Mike.
Okay, will you shut up? It's not funny. I was drugged.
Right. Sorry. So how did you get out of that one?
I lied and I told him I didn't know a Mike.
Everyone knows a Mike.
I am aware of that.
So why didn't you just...
Because I panicked, okay? Dr. Ron hadn't come in to see me since the operation and I was feeling insecure and I just didn't feel like the truth was a luxury I could afford. Yes, go ahead. You may resume laughing.
Ladies, always a pleasure. And you, I'll see you tomorrow.
What? This is just a preliminary sketch, but you see what I'm thinking of?
I love it. I just love it. Let's get a copy to Ed. Oh, shoot, I gotta take this. I'm sorry, it's Tom.
That's okay. My nanny is here with my son. I need to go feed him anyway.
Perfect. Take your time. Hey, honey, how's the big apple treating you? Good. Those snooty clients like your pitch? Well, that's perfect. Excellent. Uh-huh. I'm gonna call you back.
Oh, my God.
Hello there. I thought you and your friend might like some snacks.
He's my lawyer, and this is privileged communication, so get out.
Andrew, there's no need to be rude. This is very kind of you, Mrs. Van de Kamp.
Well, I'm still appalled that you're helping my son with this ridiculous emancipation scheme, but you are a guest in my house, and guests get sandwiches.
You know, if you let me go to his office, you wouldn't have to pretend to be nice to him.
Andrew, there may be a judge out there stupid enough to emancipate you, but until you find him, I retain all my parental rights, one of which is to ground your sorry behind until kingdom come. Mr. Bermanis, nice to see you again. And please don't get crumbs on my carpet.
You've got to get me out of here. That bitch is driving me crazy.
Well, this case is not a slam dunk. Her drinking was supposed to be our silver bullet, but since she joined AA...
We've got to do something, because if she wins, she's going to own me.
My advice? Convince her it's in her best interest to let you go. You don't want to see the inside of a courtroom.
Why?
In family court, appearance means everything. If she came off abusive or stoned or even uncaring, we'd be in good shape. But if there's one thing your mom understands...
It's a presentation.
Can I borrow $50?
Of course.
Why do you want so much money?
I'm 19. Sometimes I need money. Do I have to be interrogated?
You do if you want a dime out of me. What's it for?
Danielle's having a birthday next week. I just want to be sure I can get her a decent present.
Write her a poem. It's free. Is there something else you want?
Do you think I'd like to beg for money? I do this because you won't let me get a job.
Looking after your brother is a full-time job for both of us, and you know that.
Well, screw him!
Matthew!
No, I'm serious, Mom, because we have both put our entire lives on hold, and for what? It's been almost a year, and he hasn't gotten any better.
I see him improving.
That's because you see what you want to see. It is time to put him away, Mom. Just let some professionals take care of him. We wouldn't have to move. We could have our lives back.
What's wrong? You fighting?
No, sweetie. Matthew's friend Danielle has a birthday coming up. We were just talking about what gift to give her.
Well, I was thinking jewelry. So, $50, you're doing?
Why not 20? You don't want to spoil her.
Page 6 is an example of the new print ad. Check it out.
I'm thirsty.
Oh, honey, everyone's working. I'm sorry, this will just take a sec.
Is it just me, or is that bizarre?
It's bizarre. Totally bizarre. We gotta make her stop this.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I find that as bizarre as you guys do. But right now, this firm needs Veronica more than she needs us. Telling a mother how to raise her kids is an act of war. We will lose her.
The kid is 5. It's disgusting.
Yeah, well, we'll just ask her to keep the blinds always drawn when she nurses.
We'll still know what's going on in there. It's a distraction. And God forbid a client sees her.
Okay. So, who's going to tell her?
You're a woman. It's easier for you to talk to her about milk and boobs and stuff.
No, no. Please, don't make me do it. Why don't you have Jerry tell her?
I made a pass at her yesterday. It'd be weird.
You could do it without offending her. Come on, Lynette. Take one for the team.
Okay, but for the record, the team is made up of wimps.
Oh, well, the team's aware of that and accepts your loathing.
Yeah. Hi, no. We were just out buying some stuff for the baby. What's up? Seriously. Okay. Thanks for calling.
What is it?
That was our lawyer. Libby rejected us as parents.
Why?
Because we're Mexican.
What? Well, that's discrimination. It's illegal. We could have her arrested.
It's her baby. She can do whatever the hell she wants to with it. Damn it.
No. You don't just toss people aside because of the color of their skin.
We toss those birth mothers aside because of their appearance?
Well, that's different.
Why?
Because I've read the Constitution and it does not protect ugly people.
Let's not fight about it. It's over. Let's just move on to the next one.
No. I want that woman's baby and I'm gonna get it.
And just how are you gonna go about doing that?
Well, first of all, I'm going to show her one of our tax returns. Once she sees how much money we have, I have a hunch we're going to look a whole lot whiter. Hey, Veronica.
Hi, Donovan.
My, he's getting big. How old is he?
He just turned 5.
Oh, wow, he's such a big boy. Yay. Hey, you know, breastfeeding on the schedule must be a real hassle. I remember I used to express my milk in a bottle. Made my life so much easier.
Is there a problem, Lynette?
The people in this office feel a little concerned that you're nursing a boy of Donovan's age.
Do they know breast milk boosts the immune system? It's loaded with vitamins, and in the third world, it's not unusual to nurse babies up to the age of 6.
Yeah, well, in the third world, they don't have juice boxes.
This is Donovan's decision. He will tell me when he's ready to stop nursing.
Come on. Baby birds don't jump out of a nest. They need to be pushed.
Did you also know that breast milk is thought to raise IQ scores? Yeah. Maybe if you'd weaned your kids a bit later, they'd be more civilized.
Ouch.
I will not be judged by you or anyone else, and if people don't like my breastfeeding, they can talk to my lawyer.
And then she took the salad bowl, put it on the floor, and said, if you want to act like a pig, you can eat like a pig.
You know, I never thought I'd have such a good time hanging out with my girlfriend and her husband.
Yeah, well, believe me, behind all the laughs, there's still plenty of bitterness and resentment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, what do you say, you and I clear the table, bring on dessert?
No, I got it.
No, honey, you're not going to do anything. You're in a wheelchair for a reason, okay? I'm going to Carl and I do the dishes.
All right, but if I catch you guys in there talking about me, you're going to be the one in a wheelchair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, I think maybe the dishes can wait for a second.
Matter.
Jeez, we got a leak.
Ah,
I'll stop off the water. Why don't you go see the guy across the street? He's a plumber. In the gray house.
All right. I'll be right back.
His name's Delfino.
Where's he going?
Oh, we've got a bit of a plumbing emergency.
So you sent him over to Mike's?
Oh, my God. I'm such an idiot. I wasn't even thinking of that. There's just so much water here.
What are you thinking of?
Hi, Mr. Delfino. My name's Ron. My girlfriend is Susan Meyer, you know, from across the street.
Yeah, I know her.
We got kind of a burst pipe.
Okay, come on in while I get my tool.
Then you can call me Mike.
Okay, I made it.
So, Mike, have you known Susan long?
A year and a half. Didn't she mention we dated?
No, she didn't. She didn't. Can you excuse me, please?
That's smart.
Liar!
I take it you met Mike.
Yeah, I did.
Please let me explain.
No, just let go of me.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Come on, let me help you.
Hey, get away from her! Are you okay?
I'm fine.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Hey, there was an accident.
That didn't look like an accident.
No. Okay, Mike, it's okay. Just go home.
Yeah, go home, Mike.
If you touch her like that again, you're going to be dealing with me.
You might want to get out of my face.
Oh.
Or what?
Oh, okay. Oh. Ugh. What are you doing? Oh, my God. Guys, stop.
All right.
Stop it right now.
I can't believe I wasted my time with you. You've just been leading me on. You're obviously still in love with this guy. All right, I'm done.
No, Ron, don't go.
Don't call me.
Oh, Ron. What the hell is wrong with you?
I thought he was hurting you.
Well, he wasn't. And now my boyfriend is gone. Thank you very much.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Okay, the pole is your friend, okay? Push your boobs up against it.
Oh, I can't. They're new.
Well, do something, Cecile. Losing my wood down here.
Wow, that's a kicking outfit.
Well, thank you, sweetie. I clean up well for a wet back, don't I?
Look, I'm not some sort of racist. I just want what's best for my baby girl. I mean, why should I settle for middle-class Mexicans when I know I can find rich white folks to adopt her?
Please. I look middle class to you.
Well, you didn't seem all that rich in Mr. Beale's office. I mean, when I brought up the idea of gifts to your husband, he acted like he couldn't even afford a Harley.
So is that what it's going to take to change your mind? A gift? Fine. What do you want?
I don't know.
You like jewelry? Well, here.
Are these real diamonds?
Honey, the one in the center is 3 carats.
I never touched a real diamond before.
Well, my husband and I can expose you to a lot of nice new things.
Well, only if I let you have my baby.
Well, like they say, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Okay.
Really? Just like that?
Just like that. Of course, we probably shouldn't tell the lawyer about our understanding, because then we'll have to deal with percentages and all that.
I always hated math.
What's wrong?
You never gave a crap that we were Mexican, did you?
Not really.
So why put me through this?
Because I thought if it looked like you weren't going to get my baby, that you might be just a bit more generous.
Wow. You're a lot smarter than I thought.
I'm smarter than everybody thinks.
Where's my mom? I'm thirsty.
Oh, I'm sorry. Honey, your mom is in her office on a conference call, and she's busy, so you're just gonna have to wait, okay?
What's that?
It's chocolate milk. Shouldn't be having it. Have you ever had any?
Mm-mm.
Follow me. Here, go ahead. Try it. Come on. You really like it. I promise. Come on. Yeah. Come on. All the grown-ups are drinking it. Yeah, that's good. Just chug it on down. Good. You like that?
Would you like dessert? Another glass of wine?
Oh, no, thank you. I have to run. Just the check. I have a charity event this weekend, and I have to find a cocktail dress before the store closes. But everything was just yummy.
It's good.
Hey, Mrs. Vandekamp.
What do you think you're doing? You're supposed to be grounded.
I'm, buying a belt.
With what? You don't have any money. You took that out of my purse?
Give that back.
We are going home. What will I tell the judge about you stealing my credit cards and sneaking off? It's gonna do wonders for your little emancipation case.
I don't think you're gonna let this get to the court.
Oh, and why is that?
Because then I'd be forced to testify about my childhood.
So, you had one of the loveliest childhoods I've ever known.
You sure about that? Because I'm starting to remember some abuse.
Andrew, the judge is not seriously going to believe that I beat you.
Oh, I'm not talking about that kind of abuse. You know, it's funny. The angrier I get, the more of these repressed memories start to come up.
You can't be serious.
Like, touching me in places you shouldn't have.
No one is ever going to believe a word of that.
Yeah, well, you know how people are. They might say that they believe you, but they'll always wonder. So if I were you, I'd back the hell off. Come on, Justin. I'm gonna buy you something pretty. Justin!
On second thought, I will have another glass of wine. You can leave the bottle.
Hi, it's Bree Vandekamp. I didn't know who else to call, and Well, I'm in a bit of a situation.
Oh. How did you get stuck like that?
I would rather not discuss it right now.
Man, the other security guys are not going to believe this. Do you mind?
I'd prefer if you didn't.
Your son threatened you with repressed memories? Oh my God, he is seriously twisted. I gotta meet this kid.
You sound like you're impressed.
I sure am. Sounds like you're definitely raising an alpha male.
I'm raising a monster is what I'm raising. It's no wonder I drink. I don't know why I said that.
Maybe it's true.
No, it makes it sound like I think I have a problem, and I don't.
Look, I don't want to get into a fight or anything, but you passed out in a department store, and in my way of thinking, that is a problem.
Tonight was a very unusual situation. I wish you could have known me when Rex was alive and my kids were young and everything was the way it was supposed to be. I think you really would have liked me so much.
I like you just fine.
Andrew? Doing here?
Happy birthday.
You really have to go home. If my mom knew you were here, she'd freak.
Don't you want to wear it?
No, I don't. Now please leave.
I can help you with it.
No, didn't you hear me? You freak, leave!
Hey, what's wrong?
You can tell everyone in the office to relax. He won't take my milk anymore.
Already? I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, I'm not naive. I just didn't think it would be so soon.
Oh, sweetie, I know that we want to keep them young as long as we can, but kids grow up. They just do.
I know. If that's not bad enough, now I'm gonna get fat again.
Huh?
Breastfeeding was the only thing that kept the weight off. Every mealtime was like doing 30 minutes of cardio. Now I'm gonna have to join the gym.
Wow. That is really a bummer.
Julie, let me in.
I can see that.
So what, you run out of strangers to beat up on the street and you're going house to house now?
I feel really awful about what happened.
You don't want to be my boyfriend, fine. Don't beat up the only guy who wants to volunteer for the job.
Look, I know I overreacted, but come on, the way he was yelling at you?
I deserved it, believe me, after what I did. God, this is such a mess, he won't even return my phone calls.
What'd you do?
I said something to Dr. Ron before the operation, and it just devastated him.
What?
I can't tell you.
Yeah, you can. You can tell me anything, you know that.
Mom, phone call. It's Dr. Ron.
I need to take this.
You want to talk about this later?
No. No, not really. What's the point?
Precise moment as Dr. Hanson Mills was cutting yet another umbilical cord. Other ties were being severed all over town. Like the one between a child and the mother who didn't want him to grow up so quickly. Or the one between a case of fine wine and the housewife who hadn't wanted to admit she had a problem. Or the one between a woman and the boyfriend who couldn't forgive her betrayal. The choice to separate from what we love is painful.
Hey, how's my girl today? How are both of my girls?
The only thing worse?
We're doing good. We're doing real good.
Is when someone we've trusted makes the choice for us.